Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors will be back in action tomorrow following a two-week summer break. The supervisors, who met today to continue discussion on the general plan, have a full slate scheduled for tomorrow's meeting. The board is expected to authorize the county administrative officer to negotiate with 7 rural fire districts who wish to share in some of the county's general fund tax revenues for fire service expansion. The 7 districts, from Garberville to Fieldbrook, are looking to expand services to areas currently outside their boundaries and are asking for a portion of those property taxes to be used for fire protection services. The supervisors will also discuss proposed amendments to the emergency ordinance passed earlier this year to deal with complaints stemming from ongoing protests outside the courthouse. 6 changes will be put before the board, primarily changing the definitions of what is prohibited and what is allowed, from what is considered camping to how many tables can be set up on site. The section of the ordinance which prohibited protesters from gathering overnight will be deleted, and the new proposals also address the penalties to be imposed for violations of the ordinance. The students are coming. The students are coming. And no one was riding through the night warning of the invasion of new students who have enrolled at Humboldt State University. But more than 1,300 new freshmen have begun arriving as HSU prepares for orientation week. The students make up the largest freshman class in school history, and you'll see them and their families throughout the week. Students began moving into dorms today, and orientation runs from Wednesday through Friday. There will be parking restrictions on campus, and class begins a week from today. If there's one natural phenomenon nearly all Californians are familiar with, it's earthquakes. At KINS News, we have focused our community news on natural disaster preparedness in the month of August. And for those who live in an earthquake-prone area, and who also must deal with tsunamis, wildfires, and severe storms, being prepared for a natural disaster is a way of life. For the 13th consecutive year, Humboldt State, the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, and CalEMA will sponsor an earthquake and tsunami exhibit at the Humboldt County Fair. This year's exhibit will focus on the debris from the tsunami generated by the massive earthquake in Japan last year. There will be plenty of free information available for the public, and knowledgeable staff will be on hand to answer any questions you may have about natural disasters and preparedness along the North Coast. 2 of Eureka City Council's 5 ward seats are up for election in November, although there will only be 1 race. That race will take place in the 2nd Ward, where incumbent Linda Atkins will face challenger Joe Bonino, who filed his candidacy paperwork last week. Melinda Cherubellini, who represents the 4th Ward, will not face a challenger. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's fire season in California. Hot weather inland, lightning strikes, and human-caused fires have kept local fire departments and CAL FIRE busy already. And it's still early in the season. The Y Fire, burning in Lake County, has forced the closure of Highway 20. And today, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has authorized the use of federal funds to help California battle the blaze. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods provides some insight into how fire crews go about battling a wildfire, a particularly tough, hot, and tiresome job.
When you can, have an engine with a water supply where you'll lay in a long hose lay, could be several thousand feet of hose, where you're actually putting water then on the hot spots, whether it's smoldering logs, that type of thing. You are applying water, you're digging up those hot spots. You're cooling them off, and you're really going through just piece by piece, putting out those potential wind-driven embers that could stir up again and cause another fire.
Chief Woods added,
there are a lot of times within the burn itself, you'll go 100 feet, 150 feet from the edge of the burn, work that whole area inside of 150 feet, and you'll put out everything within that 150 feet to make sure the wind picks up, that something doesn't escape and get outside that area. So again, it's working the entire perimeter of the fire itself.
It's estimated that wildfires cost the state of California more than $1 billion per year. And that's the news on this beautiful Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.